this beautiful Thursday, November, 9th, 2023.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye. Here.
Director Garcia?
Here.
Director Torlakson?
Present.
Director Hudson?
Here.
Let the record show Director Torres is absent.
I'm marking these like I don't know I'm here. Okay, will you please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance, good people? All right. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Do you guys remember Deborah Mason's mom, after we would do the Pledge of Allegiance, she'd always say, God bless America.
Yes.
Okay. Moving on to approval of the agenda. Do I have a motion?
I move we approve the agenda as presented.
Thank you, Director. Do you have a second?
Second.
Thank you, Director.
Mm-hmm. Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Let the record show Director Torres is absent.
Thank you. All right, moving on to the consent calendar. The consent calendar is composed of routine items of business and will be adopted in whole or in part by motion unless a request is made by a board member to remove a specific item. Do I have any board member that would like to remove an item? And if not, do I have a motion?
I move we adopt the consent calendar as presented.
Thank you, Director.
I'll second the motion.
Thank you, Director.
Right. Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Let the record show Director Torres is absent.
All right, so we don't have any presentations this evening. We're moving on to the General Manager Report. So good to see you.
Yeah, thank you. Good to see the board. Got a lot going on. Lori will help me with the presentation of some of the items that we have going on. The contractor that was using Clearland, the stage, all the materials for the road repair.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing side streets off of Willow Pass. They volunteered to come to our parking lot and fix some of our worst areas.
Nice.
Yeah, isn't that great? Mm-hmm. So they're finishing up. They'll probably be leaving this weekend and then going to be coming back in the spring to do Willow Pass. And at that time, they'll come and give us some help with our parking lot. So,
good things.
Thank you. Nice collaboration, John.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, for sure. Thanks to our chair, three dead trees at Boger have been removed.
They were
on their last legs, and of course, with something like that going into the winter season, we really need to take care of those because they're susceptible to blowing down. So we got those taken care of, and we repaired the bridge that goes to the back that they used to call the dog area. Looks really good. The whole the park looks really good, and the bridge has been spruced up and needed a little bit of TLC. The San Francisco Foundation has awarded the teen center, the teens, another $50,000. It helps sustain that program, and we do get to carry those funds over. So we've mapped it out. We've got enough for the program for 3 years, is that
it? It was about 4 years.
About four years.
That is great.
And along that line, I'm going to jump over here for just a second. They did a fantastic job in that haunted hallway. I know you made it and Eva made it. Over 600 people came through those doors. They've created a really good annual program that has really been received well by the community.
Yes, it was good. But I was expecting everything to be the way. But it was good.
You're jaded. You're all jaded, lady. She's like, I've done this before. I know you're scared. Yeah.
But my daughter was, you know, she remembers coming here many years ago, and she goes, Mom, it was scary. And I'm like, okay, Janet. And people before us, they were screaming and, you know, it's like, okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Dripping
blood. For sure.
Dom and I went with two ladies who went 8 times already before joining us.
Oh, is that right? Oh, that's funny.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, that's
and I
good.
Loved the candy that was given at home, and I ate it all.
Oh, yeah. That's what you need to do, for sure. Yeah.
And cupcakes.
You may have remembered, we mentioned the county approaches that they had some extra funds collected in the area of Hickory Meadows, and they wanted to do some work at the park, so they'll be replacing and repairing the, replacing some items and repairing some items to the playground apparatus and paying for the playground bark.
Great.
So we'll get that nice
awesome.
And refreshed
oh, that's
there.
Great.
So that's good. We're really leveraging our opportunities to keep our budget where it's at. So,
do you mind me asking you how did they decide on Hickory Meadows? What was the
that's what the area in which they collect the funds.
Okay,
yeah.
Got it.
Yep. And Laura, you've got an update on a few
yes.
items.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Ambrose Park, as you know, was closed for 2 weeks while they did the rehydroseeding of that area, and we did it at the perfect time. It is lush and green there. It looks absolutely beautiful.
Great.
So I can't wait for you to see the difference from the summertime. Met with the state of California last Friday at Lindbergh Park. They did our inspection for the reimbursement of the Proposition 68, the per capita grant, and they were very, very impressed and delighted with our new park. The way the signage was, the way it was set up, was great. A group of kids came and started playing on it while we were there, and they were so excited and screaming. So it was wonderful. The Nuda Park, the rubber is going to be put in November 20th through the 23rd. That's the pour in place. We're going to have to watch that, get security there through the night, because once it's wet, we don't want anybody stepping on it. I do have to tell you, though, I go down in the mornings and I see the construction people and see how it's going. And every single time I'm there, parents and kids come up to the fence and I look at it, and the excitement mm-hmm. and the appreciation
yes.
of that those two playgrounds is just exuberant down there. It's just mm-hmm. absolutely amazing. And when they see me come down, some of the kids, is it open yet? Is it open yet? So real excited about that. We have anticipated our park dedication for March 16th because that gives us time for weather permitting. We do have a few parts that are going to be coming in December that will finish that that project out as far as the construction side of it. And then we'll have our pour in place. And that's before the spring break, which would be great.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be the official dedication.
What time?
We haven't put that together yet, but we know we're going to have it in March sometime. That gives us that inclement weather in that January, February time is really, really hard. So
mm-hmm.
to pinpoint a good date.
Yeah.
So we'll wait till the spring. The Bay Point Academy will be doing a full Thanksgiving dinner with their Academy of Kids on November 16th, and they have begun a tutoring program on Wednesdays after school for their kids
in
the
Academy,
which is wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Who's staffing the tutoring?
I believe that Alondra has people from the Riverview Middle School.
Nice.
Yeah, and I think some teens as well.
Oh, cool.
Our folklorico class, it's just been so amazing. We're doing monthly registrations now. We have about 20 youth and adults attending that class on the month of November.
Mm-hmm.
And then November 2nd, we began our senior line dancing program at 10:30 on Thursdays. It's a 6-week program in the auditorium. 23 attendees on the first night,
mm-hmm.
or the first day at lunchtime. And then we put it out, and this is a partnership with CalFresh Healthy Living and the Diablo Region Meals on Wheels.
That's
so it's a great program, great instructors. We did have a little incident today. We did have one of our seniors go to sit on a chair and miss the chair, so we did have to have EMTs come and take care of her. But she was fine when we did get her checked out.
Yeah,
great.
Our Medicare annual enrollment presentation was moved, and it'll now be Wednesday, November 15th at 12:30 in the auditorium. And a reminder that Breakfast with Santa will be on Saturday, December 2nd, 9 to 11. And that's it. I just want to wish everyone a very happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, awesome.
CDBG.
Big pardon?
CDBG.
Oh, the...
Carpet.
The carpet. Oh, thank you very, very much. I've been working on it all day. We're going to be putting out a bid next week for the CDGB grant that we got for our carpet
mm-hmm.
And flooring in our hallways. So that bid goes out next week. finalizing in December, and we'll probably give the award to the contractor the end of December, so we can get that going in January.
Oh, great.
That's fabulous. Mm-hmm.
Wonderful job.
We're
excited. Yeah, and we're also going to, we normally do kind of a superficial cleanup of the floor in there, but we had it decorated. Somebody did an event there. I don't know, what was that, with the golden
balloons.
It was so gorgeous.
It was
But you could tell the floors didn't look quite as nice as the decoration, so it prompted us to realize that instead of a superficial refinishing, we're going to have to, we did this years ago, maybe three or four years
like
ago.
2018.
Yeah. We have to pay somebody professionally to come in and sand it down and refinish
it.
Are
we talking about the actual
Floor? Yes. Yeah, okay. So that we just need to do that once in a while.
I agree with that.
Did you get the price on that? It's a couple $1,000.
I haven't yet.
Yeah, so it's not cheap, but it's something that needs to be done. That's a very popular location, and it keeps
a lot of wear.
It keeping care of the floor will make sure that ensure that it lasts its entire its life. So that's what. But other than that, that's all we have.
We'll do that during the holiday break too, so it won't interrupt any of this.
Director
Torlakson,
do you have any questions or comments?
No, that was my comment. Is that all?
Yeah. What do you guys do for a living?
You got a lot going on. Yes. Thank you for all you're doing. That's great. And I want to say that I enjoyed going to the Haunted Hallway. The Bayquan Academy kids were really great with volunteering. And, of course, everybody was having a great time. So thank you. Kudos to everybody who's involved with it.
Director Garcia, how about you?
No questions, just thanks.
Director Lopez Garcia, how about you?
I'm so proud of you guys. Wonderful job. I really have to say, more and more, as time goes on, we're just glowing. It's great. Thank you.
Yeah, I couldn't have said it any better. I totally agree with you. Thank you so much.
I do have a question.
Yeah, of course.
We have some lights outside.
Oh yeah, the front.
We've been working on that.
Okay.
We changed the timer the other day with the daylight savings, and it hasn't changed it. It's still off. So Alfredo, I did talk to him today.
Yeah.
He's going to Monday, maybe possibly look at the light bulbs. Maybe it's the bulbs out there.
Yeah.
But we did adjust the timer, and it's still not going on.
Okay, that's the reason.
I thought that clock was supposed to be right now.
It's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought we didn't change it, and then once
I wonder if TJ changed all the clocks. I wonder if
he
changed. I don't think he did this one.
What's last day today, right?
Next Friday.
Oh,
yes.
Where is he going?
Going to
Iowa.
To take care of his mom.
We're gonna be missing a good.
Yes.
Those are hard shoes to fill.
Yes.
And we do have a new gentleman that has been training. His name is Eduardo. They call him Lalo.
Oh, cool.
Santanella. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
nice.
He's here, and he'll start seeing him in a couple of weeks. He's been working the weekend rentals and the mornings or evenings with Doc and kind of learn all the ropes.
That's
but I don't think anybody, our TJ, was just something else.
Yeah. He was totally awesome.
Wish him nothing but the best.
He gave him a good send off.
Yes.
Well, thank you to both of you so much. Mm-hmm. All right, people. No legal counsel report. Moving on to public communications. At this time, the public may make comments on matters not on the agenda, but within the jurisdiction of the board of directors. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. A request to speak form should be submitted to staff prior to speaking. No action will be taken by the board of directors. Written communication received regarding items not on the agenda will be filed and may be read into the record at the discretion of the board chair. Is there any member of the public that would like to make a comment at this time? All right, I'm closing it and bringing it back up to the board. And that's that. Moving on to board matters. We don't have any board matters. I think I've asked you this before. I don't have to read the disclaimer. Okay. No public hearing, no closed session. Moving on to committee reports, board comments, and items for next month's agenda. Each board member will be given the opportunity report on committee assignments or make individual comments on items within the jurisdiction of the board of directors. Director Torlakson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I said this to Jessica earlier about Sensei Hagata.
Yeah.
He's been here for so many years. I don't think we've ever recognized him. Maybe we did
a long time ago.
Yeah.
We did.
It's been a while.
It's been a long while.
So I just, you know, after COVID, he's been here. So I was hoping we could give him some sort of recognition. Maybe even not in the board meeting, maybe even in a special event, if that's possible. So that more people can attend. So I'm because it's just us here. It would be nice if he could be recognized in front of more people.
I agree with that.
We probably could do it on one of his classes.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yeah. He has classes at the same time we have a board meeting.
Thursdays and Saturdays.
Weren't your kids under him at some point?
Yeah, they're on Tuesday.
My daughter, who's 37,
all three of us.
Our double black baby.
See, and they're all adults,
so
right?
Yes, they all have children.
So maybe we could ask some of his former students to come, you know, things like that, so they could, not just us, people can recognize him too. And
sure.
Just an idea.
That's a great idea. Love it.
That's great. Thank you.
Anything else?
No, that's it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Director Garcia, how about you?
No, nothing. We're here with the holidays a year, so let's get ready.
I love it. How about you, Derek Lopez Garcia?
Well, I worked the garbage.
Yeah, I wonder about that.
And I'm going to be honest with you, a lot of people showed up.
Yes.
A lot of people. And I really have to say, we have this app that you could get on your phone. So all you have to do is see garbage, take a picture of it, and send it in to Vincent, and he'll get it cleaned up. Or get it cleaned up as soon as we can. Okay, so please be the eyes in the photo, send it to him, and he will, and I'll get you. I think Eva has the app.
Yeah.
And I've been walking around and just taking pictures and sending it.
Could you get that information to Jessica?
Yes.
And then could
put it in a form
that we could do a flyer? Because I would give it to all my neighbors.
Oh, yes.
And our website. And something like that, you could do a mass email with our database.
Yes, that would be perfect. Because as soon as you see it, if you get it cleaned up, they don't have time to put it back.
Right.
Or add to it.
Right. Yeah, but they I've been doing it for a long time. And
they take
at least a week or, you know, 2 weeks to get around to doing it. And, for example, on Kirla, the other day for the cleanup, there was a little refrigerator there. And I have, you know, done the app and... Yes, we received it, and it was still there. When I went to the cleanup, I actually asked one of the guys from E-Waste. There's a little refrigerator there, take it, and they took it.
Mm-hmm.
And there is garbage across the street. Now there's a couch.
Yeah.
That just came yesterday because, you know. But there's always on Poinsettia, at the end of it, there's a sign, and I'm kidding you not. The sign is this big. It says, no dumping, illegal, whatever. Guess what?
That's where they
underneath are. It, there is all kinds of crap.
Yeah.
So, but I will send you, but it's Public Works, and the app has a little hammer and a little wrench, and they're like this. And you take a picture with your phone, you hit the app, and you send it.
Awesome. You know, I did talk to Vincent, and he has a flyer about it already made.
Oh,
yes.
Good.
Yeah, so maybe we can get that and add that on there.
All right.
Yeah.
Great, thank you. So I definitely passed that out.
Madam Chair, I'm sorry.
Please.
I was made aware that someone tried to vandalize the community garden and actually cut the fence and opened the kitchen, the chicken coop, right?
No, they opened the shed.
The shed. So they were trying to get stuff, but there wasn't much there.
The shed, right.
There wasn't much there, thank God. But still, we have to be aware of things like that happening.
We sealed it up, but they didn't get anything.
Yeah, but they fixed it already. I noticed that. Thank you very much for fixing it right away.
And noticing it.
So they use like cutters?
Yeah, it looks like cutters. It was a small one, but they took screws out of the back of the shed.
Oh.
But we got replacement screws and put it in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was fast, thank you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I got to give kudos to TJ on that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good old TJ.
Can we get a little plaque or something? What do you
he's
guys
gone.
Doing? He's already gone?
No, Friday he's gone.
Friday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's got the next 4 days off, but yeah, we can do something
for
him.
Yes, please.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, everybody.
You'll let us know, right? So we can come?
Mm-hmm. Well, we were going to do a lunch next Friday in the dining room after the seniors leave.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. Just a very casual lunch.
Can we crash it?
Yeah, absolutely. You're all invited.
I'm also sure if you were invited.
We'll send out a little reminder.
Thank you.
I'd like to get in the car and just let them know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just from each of one of us.
I'd like to contribute something.
Yeah.
Or
moving. Oh, what do you want? He wants labels to stick on his boxes.
Oh, there you go.
So I bought him labels.
Oh, a Dymo.
Yeah.
Oh, a Dymo machine.
Yeah,
Dymo.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
He just writes it on there. But
mm-hmm. Used to love those things.
I do too.
Labels. All right, good people. Well, this is an awesome meeting. Quick, but good. Do we have a motion to adjourn to our December meeting?
I move we adjourn to our December 2023 meeting.
And do you have a second?
Thank
you, Director. All those in favor say
aye.
Aye. All right.
Okay.
No votes. Hey, everybody have a great Thanksgiving. Be safe.